You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Daniel Laurent on his way in. He's doing the 93 North thing, but he'll be in shortly. That's fine. We plan to play some music to kick things off. If you missed last week, we had the Hip Hop Transformation Inn, which is a group of kids and young adults from Cambridge, Massachusetts, that get together and make quality hip-hop music. So if you're a young adult in the area and you want to get involved, you should. It's a great program. And if you're an adult, too, and you maybe have some mentorship to offer, etc., that's another thing to think about. That episode we did not post after, so we're going to post that tomorrow. So that'll be up at lfodradio.com, along with the Spenda episode, Still Gold, Caso, the Boston Calling interview, which just found out today we got press passes, so I'm going to be at Boston Calling this year, fired up for that, Kyle Bent and more. So you can hear all that at lfodradio.com. The reason we didn't post that last week is we've been caught up in this 24 in 24 madness. And if you don't know what 24 in 24 is, we recorded 24 songs in 24 hours with 24 different artists, and it came out crazy. This is the hardest record in New England right now. I'm standing by that until someone corrects me, which I hope they do. You know, it's all about pushing it. So I want to hear something better than this. It hasn't happened yet. It might not happen soon, but it might. You never know. I'm open to it. We're definitely supportive of all that. And once again, you just type in hashtag 24in24 on anything, and you'll get that. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Google, Amazon, the internet, whatever, SoundCloud. Doesn't matter. It's everywhere. It's got music from Paranom, Seti Zoo, Mertz, Rael, Lotus Taylor, Macedo, Rex, Tayshaun Taylor, Chronic Tone, Noel Poncho, Time and Lep, Caso, Bug Out, Ryan Easter, Prano, Bad Decisions Collective, MDOT, Still Gold, Bakari JB, Mike Wing, Tim Nyan, Cody Pope, Ant Thomas, and Darius Haywood. And if you hear a song you like, they probably have a podcast with us, so you can get to know more of their music wicked easy. Once again, we got to shout out Alex Allen and Lightfoot for holding down the mixing. As hard as it was to record for the artists, you know, to get that mixed in that short amount of time and make it sound good is an impressive act in itself. So shout out to Alex and Lightfoot at the Bridge Sound and Sage, Archetype for mastering it, Table Manners for holding down the boards at the release party at Union, Mass Apparel, Lord Hobo, Booger Money, Stolen Spirits, Unreal, and Bye for all their support, as well as Chi with Egg Roll Locos. I've never been to a show catered by Egg Rolls before. I think that was a first, but they were a huge hit. He has all sorts of crazy flavors, so check that out, Egg Roll Locos. That being said, we're going to get into the record. I'm going to play a couple songs off 24 and 24, then we're going to play that Daniel Laurent. So this one is, this dude was shooting a video for this one today, I believe. This is that new Prano. It's Greatest Alive. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
They asked me to describe my style.
You want a little music?
I tell them it's like smoking sour diesel with God. This is what they've been waiting on. They see me cooking, I'm in the booth with my apron on. I gotta hustle to my paper log. If they ain't put me in they top five, then you know what they thinking wrong. Flow out the world like a Martian. These sitting rookies and novice can't stop me. Smoking the finest broccoli. Pull up in a whip all white. My sister Nazi beat it up till she knocked me. Flow wavy, I might make it flood. They found Brady up in Mexico, I found me a plug. Call your man now, tell him that you riding with us. Gotta bust the moves for me, she ain't put up a fuss. Nah, I'm feeling like Godzilla, ain't non-nilla. The smoke coming from Denver, we call it Von Miller. Then this shit a movie, yeah, long thriller. You a hater, ain't no support, and your homie, I'm a known winner. I'm feeling like the greatest alive. You can look me in my eyes, I ain't telling no lies. Got my mind on the money and my eye on the prize. I'm feeling like the greatest alive.
I'm feeling like the greatest alive. You can look me in my eyes, I ain't telling no lies. Got my mind on the money and my eye on the prize. I'm feeling like the greatest alive. Goat status or no status, it's nothing less. These dudes hype but so average. I flow the nicest and my look is so lavish. Since 21 to end, no, I've been so savage. Told dudes to get their weight up. They call me for the work, then I go and serve them like waiters. Life, look how you made us. Cash rules everything around me, getting paper. Every day y'all getting faker. She say she never seen a swag this fly. I said I'm in a different world and you Jasmine guy. Said she couldn't let me pass her by. 22s on the ties, yeah, I'm a ball, too young to retire. Look, you either living free or die. Said I punch you, better get a bag, stack it to the sky. All these jewels on, I should have a patch up on my eye. Slick it, and you know you could catch it if you try. Praying, feeling like the greatest alive. You can look me in my eyes, I ain't telling no lies. Got my mind on the money and my eye on the prize. I'm feeling like the greatest alive. I'm feeling like the greatest alive. You can look me in my eyes, I ain't telling no lies. Got my mind on the money and my eye on the prize. I'm feeling like the greatest alive.
Hey, yo. Yo.
MJ!
Yo. I done seen it, I done lived it, I done been through it. You ain't seen Jack, only put the pen to it. A storyteller always preaching that there's more to tell you. More hoes than more to tell them. My foes are story sellers. I feed them with the rope, I let it down the laundry chute. You figures, man, I'm onto you. No fake threats, I'm warning you. This the start of it, the beginning, the first strike. Feeling like my verse might get blind at first sight. You woke a monster, I've been hungry. And I'm bringing out the huffing tools. Who the f*** is you? I ain't never heard of him. Spit flames, got burning pens. My name's been turning heads. A decade long, gone strong, locked, airtight. Burn down, boost, scorch, amps, hear mics. Don't be tipping me for going down in history. The one that's best is fit to beats. I suggest you kiss the feet. Yeah, we on that wild out ish.
Okay.
Yeah, music you wild out with. I done told you, man, I lost my mind. Travel the earth and strut like it's all just. Wake up a murderer,
okay?
This the type of gym you break all your furniture. Slam on the walls, let the neighbors hear the beat. These rappers don't compare to me. Spit bars, but they're scared to speak. I've been twisted in my thoughts of those of abstract. Tie your clothes and backpack with explosive hazmat. The flow's past dope since Ghost wore that mask, yo. Or now I'm talking about chicks with dope in his head.
Whoa!
I've been ill since Pac took his last breath. And wrote rhymes that your thoughts haven't grasped yet. With the writing, I try to enlighten.
To shoot a video, you 2 million views, bring back on cinema. When will you clowns learn? For me, I whip your ass like wide turns, nigga. 3-point parking, headshots line them up, shout out the losses. On the mic, I'm committing arson. Jesus disciplined disciples delicately is flawless. Looking for a skio, this gorgeous. I'm talking Gallardos, Maserati, and Porsches. Lace fronts make me nauseous. Talking for one at night in shades, I'm cautious. Constantly shining with these hits. I'm trying to make these chips and enlighten my wrist like, yeah. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. 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 Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Now back to the angry people. Bunny rabbit is, but the revolution is SIBO. I'm backing what they missing. You lacking what they itching. I'm cracked like Slade's chicken. Wait. Hot sauce therapy, ghost pepper business, and loyalty is a specialty. How many times must I say it? Simple, how many times our DJ is gonna play it? I stand for the firm one way or another. I'ma get my turn. And when it happens, Mayor Davis and his beef. In the club, we don't do the Harlem Shake or the stanky leg. We step like E. Hey. My motto is simple, roller be trampled in the streets where you see. Yeah. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. 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 Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I don't make snap records, I snap on records to bring it back to the start like my breakfast. OJ and Kale, I'm listening to my peers, figure gags, excess vomits. Feel like a Martian, fell off the common. I'm hopeful to take it global, heartfelt poems that are honest. See, try that on like you socks. Never put me inside of your small box. You play me now, it's gonna be triple the price. When it's right for me, dog, watch. Karma's the sweetest juices. Freshly squeezed indeed for the toothless. I'm bringing back that rawness. The truth of my audio serum like it's ruthless. I'm just doing what I gotta. Give a f*** any more time. Waits for nada, yeah. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. 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 What about y'all? I'm just doing what I gotta do.
Boy, I seen a lot more. I need a box score. Tell me what block yours. I can maneuver around the troubled waters, born from the South Shore, Hillside Village. Fat boy had the caddy truck, push a button, lift the Navia. Why your story's never adding up? Hillside Village. Ride a letter like a frat yard. Higher ups try to put us in check. We're getting quick to pull a black card. Please don't switch up the codes. 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 When them cameras get closed, please don't switch up the codes. When them cameras get closed, please don't switch up the codes, man. Please don't switch up the codes. 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 When them cameras get closed, please don't switch up the codes. When them cameras get closed, please don't switch up the codes, man. Yeah, let me hear that real quick.
Lost my girl and I lost my damn mind. Said I lost my girl and I lost my damn mind. No more. Sing it with me like. No more. Cause it's dead in my phone. Look, I don't need no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, I don't need no more haters at my show. Yo, check it out. I don't need no more business in my phone. I don't need no more haters on my shoulder. I don't need you and you don't need me. So I just OD when I get up on beats. Straight from the 603 and you know that. New biz, no sleep, no slack. 80 hours a week, I just can't hold back. Nah, I just can't hold back. So tell me, why beef? What you write is media. All I see is media rights, and I'm the media. After I get up in it, no chickens need ya. Man, I get this man on Wikipedia. I ain't a fighter, I'm a lover. One bad brother, don't be another. Wonder, get introduced to this funny fist. If you keep flapping on them bummy lips. Everything good when I'm with my honey crisp. El Gringo, Wingo, funky. This year, just give me that money. We can celebrate like it's the 25th. You gotta wake up and make up a wish. You gotta wake up and make up a wish. You gotta wake up and make up and wake up and make up and make up and wake up and wish. Yo, Big Bang Theory or the Big Dipper. Getting jiggy with it just to make the lip quiver. Hand on the wheel, got the...
All right, we're in here with Daniel Laurent. Is it Daniel Laurent or Daniel Laurent?
Daniel Laurent.
Daniel Laurent?
Yeah, everybody always, you know, people like, are you Haitian? Is it Daniel Laurent? And I'm like, no. Laurent's my middle name, but I just made it my last name. But, you know, Daniel Laurent, DL. People know me as both. Thank you for having me, man. I'm all winded. I done ran here. Apologize for my lateness, everyone. I hate being that guy.
Oh,
you
know, we would have edited it. They wouldn't even know if you hadn't said it.
Dope. All right. Well, yeah, I'm right on time. Everything worked out perfect. I'm even here early. Yep, no doubt.
Super early. Before we get into that, I want to let people know what they heard just before that was Prano with Greatest Alive, M. Dot with Looney Tunes, both off 24 and 24.
Dope.
And then we had you with Gotta Do.
Gotta Do. Ha! That's a meme, you know, I'm getting a lot of response from that because it's an aggressive type of song. And I made it intentionally to have a certain type of energy and to be representative of where I'm from, you know, and from being from the East Coast, being from Boston. I feel like a lot of the delivery of artists nowadays are real, like, reminiscent of, you know, Future, Soulja Boy, Mike Jones, Yin Yang Twins. You know what I'm saying? They sound like they're just from a different kind of region. And that's cool, but for me, you know, it's just, I'm not interested. I can't do that. So, you know, and then time waits for no man. Gotta do. So that's where that came from.
Dorchester specifically, correct?
Roxbury for the most part. You know, I lived in Roxbury most of my life and then Dorchester and now in Hyde Park, but you know, all Boston the same. You know, Mattapan, Rosendale, Jamaica Plain. You know, it's all kind of the same thing. You know, even like terminology, as I just mentioned, he's, you know, Lawrence, and you got Lou Armstrong, you got Easy Money, you got Deadeye, you got people that are not necessarily from Boston, but they're, you know, they're all affiliates, they're all family. So
part of the Boston story, too, is moving around. Nobody... Mm-hmm. Lives in one area in the same, their whole life. It's all, yeah, I did some down here, then there,
Well, there are some people, you know, like Ripshot. I don't know if you have, like, a relationship with him, but Ripshot.
I know him through the freestyle clinic and stuff like that.
He's, like, he's Dorchester, that's it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's very clear about it. You know, Manterra, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but Manterra used to be in Wise Guys, you know, with Benzino, and did a lot of stuff, and did songs with the Lox and Nas, and he's very representative of Boston. He grew up in Orchard Park, you know, with New Editions from. So, you know, you have people that are very, very clear on where they're from, and you will not, you would not, like, intertwine the two. Like, right. They're cool with everybody, but they are from Roxbury, they are from Dorchester, and we don't, like, when the New Edition movie came out, there was a lot of Facebook back and forth from people, like, you know, making Roxbury look bad out there. And they had little memes of, like, you know, people from Roxbury, you know, with a bunch of money looking real, you know, nice in a club. And you had, like, the Dorchester dude that was bummy standing outside holding cups. You know? So, you know, it's that type of rivalry. But it's all friendly, you know. What's this Chilla? I don't know what Chilla's from. I don't know offhand what Chilla's from.
I couldn't tell you. He hasn't been in here yet.
No?
I know a lot of guys that we have in here, though. Bounce around and move.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always one that they're a little more tied to.
Yeah.
But like you said, it doesn't matter. It's all the same, really.
It's all the same.
And all those jokes are just, you know, it's like joking with your brother or sister, yeah, yeah. You know. Someone from out of town makes those jokes. It's completely different.
It's different.
So,
you know, it's all related. It is what it is.
But you just dropped Hustler Spirit.
Yeah.
The plan.
So not officially. So it's...
Well, it's on Spotify.
Well, it's weird that I'm kind of, I had a plan, but then I didn't have a plan. And so it's funny with the name of the album. For me, and to make a long story short, I'm just very, I don't ever want to just do a project and then put it out and put it on that piff and then just have people listen to it and then have people share it twice and then have people, you know, like it a few times on Facebook and then it just goes into oblivion. You know what I'm saying? I like it to do something. I realize I'm in the age of, you know, microwave music. I realize I'm in the age of people putting out, you know, an album every 3 or 4 months. You know what I mean? I don't write like that. I don't record like that. So I'm kind of fighting against a Goliath, and I'm like a little ant. You know what I'm saying? Also, just the technology. Like, I'm not constantly on Twitter. I'm not constantly on Instagram. I don't have a Snapchat page. And people are like, oh, you got to get a Snapchat page. I'm like, I'm not getting a Snapchat page. just because it's just so many different things. And I think that has to do definitely with, you know, with age and generation. And it's just interesting. And so now I kind of feel like how my uncles felt, you know, looking at me when I was doing stuff. Because they came from a time of, you know, pressing up 12 inches and doing white labels, which I actually did. You know, I did my own 12 inches and brought them to different radio stations and was actually, like, showing up at clubs with my 12 inch. But now everything's just emailed. You know, there's no kind of relationship. There's no... And DJs get so much music where, like, you know, you'll play it. It's a new song. They'll play it 3 or 4 times. And then it's like, yo, send me something else. It's like, no, like, play that song. Like, allow
my... You still have to break the record.
Yeah, allow my single to work. Allow my single to move. So I say all that to say, I definitely submitted and did the digital thing. So it's on, you know, iTunes and Spotify and Tidal and all those type of outlets. But I'm a person, personally, where I still like physical CDs.
Yeah.
So I don't have people's albums on iTunes. One, I'm more of a Droid person, you know, Google and all that stuff. But I still prefer to buy the actual physical record. So I'm still going to press some physical records because I know that there's people like me that still want to actually hold it. So I haven't done that yet. And then the other piece is I'm working on some independent films and getting a song placed. And there's a possible TV show that I'm trying to figure out. But I just want to, like, have my music where it makes the most sense.
So it's sort of out, but there's more coming.
It's weird, yeah.
But see, that's the other good thing about this environment is you can do that because the attention span is so short that, like, people are used to getting reminded of stuff, and you can do something. It's not like a traditional movement where, like, you have to, like,
once it's out, that's it.
You work it, and then eventually the stores start sending your CDs back. You know, it's not like that. You can recircle and come back to it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it does get lost in the shuffle, so it can be brand new to someone.
And that's the thing. Every one person is still a new person, you know, and so I realized that early on. There's records that I still love that I even thought about putting on this, and I'm like, you know what? Like, once I get that opportunity and it makes sense, like, I'm still going to release the songs. Some people feel like if their song's 3 years old, they'll never release it again. Like, Requiem for a Dream featuring Slane. Like, I still love that record. It's still, like, an amazing song where, like, you hear it and you feel something. the whole world. I have part one. I have the remix that has Dre Robinson. It has Easy Money on it. It has Slane on it. It has Secret Society on it. It has DJ On and On on it. And it's, you know, it's samples like that that I don't know what part of the movie it was from offhand, but from RoboCop.
Okay.
And so, like, so it's a big song where you want to, you know, elbow somebody in the teeth when you hear it. So, you know, that type of song, but that's maybe, what, 6 years old, 5 years old. But I still feel like it's an amazing song,
so,
and I still would play it.
To prove your point, I've never heard that song.
See?
So that'd be new.
That's
the thing. I tell this artist all the time, there's people who have all these records out, and they're like, yeah, that's my old stuff. Like, I don't do that. And it's like, on the one hand, it's true, but on the other hand, like, until you're big, like, until you're huge, it's like...
It doesn't matter. It's all new.
People haven't heard it. Like,
it's
you're still
new.
Unknown. Like,
you have
even
to be
the
realistic.
Biggest dudes out here are unknown.
They're still unknown. Yeah, yeah.
So...
Because as big as, you know, you have Edo G. Everyone knows Edo G. You know what I mean? But if you go to Atlanta and mention them to a random person, they may not know who Edo G is. You know, but I actually was in Atlanta and people were like, oh my God, Edo G, the Bulldogs. I'm like, yo, this is dope. Because, like, I physically, like, it's one
he's
thing
almost,
to be.
He's such a friendly dude that he might be, like, the rare exception where he probably has dapped up everybody.
Everybody. And, well, you have, like, Acrobatic. You know, Acrobatic
that's
a
good
is
a example.
Person where, you know, Acrobatic, Mr. Lift, the Perceptionist, they had a certain time period. Mr. Lift still has, like, a good following and still tours, to my knowledge. And, but, you know, you ask a fan of, you know, Dutch Rebel or Avenue who Mr. Liff is and see what comes up. You know what I mean? So it's a different time period. And I think the problem with hip hop that I won't say ashamed of, but I just don't necessarily appreciate is that there's no respect for elders, there's no respect for culture, there's no respect for tradition, and it's just very like, you know, now, me, now. And it's like, well, what about, you know, like everyone's like, oh, rest in peace, Pac was the greatest of all time, Biggie was the greatest of all time, and, you know, but what about like Big L? Like, what about, you know, what about Freaky Ty and Lost Boys? Like, what about, you know, there's different parts of hip hop that like I grew up on that inspired me to be a part of it.
Freaky Todd, I just learned he's in the 27 Club. I didn't know that until Saturday. He was in the 27 Club, yeah.
When
you know the
died?
27 Club?
No, 27 when he died?
That's like, yeah, Janis and Cobain.
Wow.
And Jim. I didn't know Freaky was part of it.
Well, he definitely lived a hard life. He looked much older. He looked like he was probably like 41.
But still,
I didn't know that.
You're right. There
how
is
old Big L was.
I think he was even younger. His story. That he was a real tragedy. I mean, it's always tragic when someone doesn't get a chance to live out there.
But
that's who he was. You know, maybe you can never know what he was gonna do.
He
might be that punchline rapper right now who people are like, yo, like, why is he?
So at least
he got to. I mean, he has a couple classic records there, and Big L, still the funniest MC to this day that I've ever heard.
And he's witty and smart, and that's the other thing. And I grew up, and it's kind of, you know, this is kind of going all over the place, so I apologize for
that's
going
fine.
Off. But, like, you know, I grew up reading actual dictionaries, you know, so I would be at the bus stop waiting for the bus, and I would read the dictionary. And people are like, oh, why are you reading the dictionary? It's like, because I'm just intrigued by words.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, I feel like Eminem takes words and just manipulates them, and his vocabulary is nuts. Same with Royce the 5'9".
Yeah.
And there's other people, you know, but like Rex, for example, you know, like Rex's vocabulary is amazing to me.
The greatest.
But, you know, I was always fascinated by words, and so I was always intrigued by the English language and taking this word and what does it mean, and, you know, taking alliterations and similes, onomatopoeias, and getting A's and B's in English in school. You know, like, all that was important. All of it's cool. Now it's just like, you know, it's not cool to be smart. It's cool to be a drug addict. I don't get it. So with that being said, I'm still fighting against.
To your earlier point, it is unfortunate the way elders are treated.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I see the other side of it where you have a lot of, I'm not saying you do this, but you some of the things you say are on that line too, where sometimes the kids aren't
They feel
because it's such a competitive genre, you're still competing with the kids. Like genres, you don't have to compete with the kids. You can kind of like
live in your
let
own
them do
space.
Their things and, you know, bring them up. But here it's so much like, if you haven't made it yet and then some kid is popping, like you That's get this it, like
yeah. it's a resistance
sort of and thing. And like you have people I just hate to see people trash like kids who are just not, that's not what you do, but there are guys who
that.
Are like,
I feel like
just
I
trashing
do,
kids.
I do
and it's
do
like,
that
let
at some
live,
point.
You know?
I do that at some point, but I feel like as a person, I'm a little more tactful and respectful. So it doesn't come across so sharp and abrasive when I'm talking about what I'm talking about. But like, you know, Rex and I in Deadeye, when we was in Atlanta for A3C, we had this very conversation. And Rex said to me the exact same thing. Like, dude, you need to open your ears. This ain't the 90s no more. And da-da-da-da. And he started, like, you know, naming different people. And Deadeye was playing different songs. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He was like, yo, you don't like this song? What about this? And I'm like, you know, yes, I'm absolutely... You know, when I'm in my car, and friends of mine also, some do music, some don't. But what they listen to, I can rattle them off. Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, Nas, Jay, and Jay's Reasonable Doubt Jay, where I'm like, damn, you got to be so specific. But like, you know, or... you know, whatever, insert the other one. But that's who they listen to. It's not any, you know, Breakfast Club or Hot 97 or 90. It's none of it's none of these things. It's not listening to, you know, Lil Yachty, or it's none of that. So the ears are just completely tuned in to this. So if you're listening to Mobb Deep all day and then you insert a piece of Lil Yachty, like, that doesn't fit at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't.
Now, a person who I listen, for me, it has to sonically sound good. Like, Kendrick Lamar, for example. I just bought his album, the physical album. And I'm on, like, track 3. And with him is a person where, like, I can't just, like, listen to the song while I'm driving and I'm on the phone. Like, I have to listen to what he's saying. Even with the Pimp a Butterfly, I wasn't amazed by it. But I respect and love what he represents. So I respect and love that he represents someone who does exactly what he wants, says exactly what he wants, and creates his own path. And people are gravitating towards that. And he's still lyrical, and he's still a student of hip-hop. And when you see him at the award shows, and you see somebody on stage performing, he's singing every word.
Yeah.
He's a true student of, like, I love people who are students, because that's how I was.
You know what I mean? Comes across in hearing you talk.
If you want to be an architect, right, and you live in Boston, you study the people who constructed the buildings around you, I would think. If you want to be the best guitar player and you go to Berkeley, you learn about the history of it. You know what I mean? I feel like hip-hop is the only thing where it's just like...
You're right, where you can just start doing it.
You jump in, it's like, yo, I'm a rapper. And it's like, okay, now what? You know what I mean? So, like, everybody's a rapper, everybody's a producer, everybody's a real estate agent. Like, you throw a pebble, and everybody's a really... Like, how many people that you know, if you say, tomorrow I'm looking for a house...
Right.
Oh, man, how come you didn't call me? I got my real estate license last month. It's like, bro, like, is this part-time, full-time?
Right.
Well, you know, I got 3 jobs, and I do part-time on the side when I'm on the internet. Nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? But
so no part-time rapping.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, I say about Kendrick, like, I don't love the music... but I don't hate it also. I respect it and appreciate it. Same thing with J. Cole. You know, like, some of it is, like, so different to me where I'm like, because, again, sonically.
Right.
Like, Bobby Smurda, like, that song was going crazy. And, like, you know, my daughter was listening to it. And I'm like, Bobby Smurda. I'm like, that name just throws me off. And then I seen him, and he was, like, doing a little dance. And I was like, this is weird. And I listened to it, and I was like, wow, that song's kind of tough. And then I listened to, and I watched the video, and I was like, wow, I believe him. Like, I believe that.
Yeah.
So I bought into it. Same thing with Young M.A. You know, like, I'm just like, wow, okay. Now, exactly. But then you got, you know, she had the follow-up song that, I don't know if it was a single, but the Summertime record where it had, like, the Audio 2 sample. You know, but Lil Yachty and Travis Scott and different people, like, I'm just not, it's just very, like, to me, like, drug-infused slash, like, sped students. and like Millie obviously has an album called Sped, you know what I'm saying? But for me, like, I remember the Lab Cluster when I was in school, and the students, again, I was always respectful of them, and I actually got into a fight standing up for somebody.
I don't think you can say Sped anymore, so, man.
Well, he does.
Who?
Millie's.
Does he?
He got an album called Sped, and it's a yellow. Yeah. Well, Special Ed.
Yeah.
Say, I mean, you know, it depends. Like, you know, certain things you can't, like, you can't say, you're not supposed to say midgets. You're supposed to say little people. But, like, I think Sped, I think people still say Sped. I think. But the point is, like,
either way.
You identify, you know, you identify, like, wow, like, okay, like, he, you know, he has, like, a mental, it's something off. He has, like, a mental disorder.
You're kind of an elitist, my dude. You want the.
No. Well, okay. So for me, what I want, my vision board is, I want provoking of thought. I want pushing it forward. I want pushing ourselves forward. I want pushing the culture forward.
Got you.
And whatever that means, whether it's you know, Drake doing Hotline Bling, or whether it's Kendrick doing Be All Right, whether it's Jay-Z doing what's the song with Justin Timberlake? I can hear the
suit
music.
Suit and tie?
No, the
Magna Carta one.
I can't think of it. The one with the pianos. Ding ding. I can't think of it. But I just think that, like, for me, I learned what the word adversary meant by listening to Tupac.
Gotcha.
And because I was that type of person, when I heard words that I didn't understand what they meant, I looked them up. That's lost. My daughter doesn't even do that. Like, I'm talking to her every day, and she's like, what does that mean? And she's 19. And it drives me nuts. Like, how do you not? And now I don't say words like obligatory, but I'm like, you know, conscientious.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Huh? What do you mean you don't know what conscientious means? So, again, like, I learned from it. Like, I wasn't growing up, I wasn't huge into Tribe Called Quest and Native Tongues and De La Soul and Moni Love and, you know, like, I wasn't into that. I wasn't big into Rakim. So I'm not that type of person, you know, and so I kind of try to check myself because I don't ever want to sound like those people who were heavy into Rakim and Big Daddy Kane. And if you weren't those people, they didn't give you a chance.
Yeah.
They didn't care for NWA. They didn't care for, you know, whomever it was. You know, even MC Hammer, like, I didn't clown him when I first heard him. I'm like, okay. You know, and he pushed it forward, and he did what he did. Now, a million years later, you have Drake doing very similar things. He's just not dancing with the shiny pants. But, you know, I just want smart. I feel like, as a country, we're damaged, we're broken, we're divided. Speaking as a black man, like, there's a lot of issues within our community of African Americans. And even if you want to be considered of African American, you know, the economic issues, and, like, you look at, you know, Asians, and you look at Jewish and Latinos, and the structure within those communities, and the wealth building, and the education, and the love, and the empowerment, like, none, like, that's broken. So when I see people celebrating being high, you know what I mean?
Right. That was a big shift for sure.
It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, damn, man, and I'm a father. And, like, people who are fathers who don't get that, like, that I don't get, you know? So that's what I think my space is. But again, sonically, like, I listen to everything from Lenny Kravitz, Alanis Morissette, Coldplay, Donny Hathaway. I still listen to this day, if I listen to him right now in a car, I might start bawling and crying just because his voice, whatever, in whatever sync, sometimes just makes me cry.
I think you listen to a wide range of stuff, but from hip hop, you have a very specific sort of thing you want when you listen to it.
Then, well, I think I'm open. I just don't, like, I can take things in as pieces.
Right.
What I don't want is Ed OG making a song that Young Thug would do.
Right. Stay true to you.
Yeah. I don't want, you know, Dre Robinson making a song that sounds like, you know, Mike Jones or Ray Smerman, however you say their names. And I like Ray Shremmer.
Yeah.
I like them. You know what I mean? And I play the songs, and, like, like, I appreciate people for who they are. Like, T.I., you know, I like T.I.
Be yourself.
That's all.
Speaking, so I'm actually glad we did this because, well, first of all, I want to play one of your records.
That's a lot. That's a lot. The people are like, damn, so what does music sound like?
Better be good. Right. Well, I'm saying I'm glad we did this because it reminded me of when we did your listening party. We detoured and had like probably a 20-minute talk about Remy Ma. And I was like, this dude's got his album, but we're just... So it's good that people got the same experience where it's like you're a fan of it and you want to talk about the music. But we, man, the hustler in you has to, we got to get you promoting your stuff. So
I want to do
the first record, Blasphemy, which I noticed is clean on, online too. So that's good. I'm going to play this because you said a lot of stuff on here and I think it sort of sets up your mentality. And I like specifically what you said about, where are the workers now? Everyone's a boss. Where are the workers? Because I run into that all the time. And I can't tell if it's because they know the economy screwed up and they're like programming us to do this, but like everybody wants to be an entrepreneur and create something new and everyone wants to do it themselves. And it gets to a point where, you know, not everyone can do that. And you might have a bigger impact if you just, you know,
play your position,
found a job to do and do did that part. Job, you know?
So not everyone's meant to own a house.
Exactly.
We need tenants.
There's my dude. Exactly. There's, you know, and there's nothing wrong. Everyone's got a part to play.
So, Blasphemy, that's, you know, that was it, the sentiment of it. And I even got kickback from the engineer about, sure you want to have this early on? And I was like, yeah, because it's makes a good intro. Statement.
It's like, this is what I'm about. So this is Blasphemy.
Yeah.
This is off.
Off Hustler Spirit, The Plan. And DanielLaurent.com. I'm proud of this song. I'm not super religious, but it definitely has some.
I heard that too.
It has some religious ties in it, in a backdrop. So
we'll unpack that in a sec. Blasphemy. Yep. This is off the new one. You're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio.
And I sure can't lose if he delivers me.
Hustler spirit, give me a firm spot on which to stand and I shall move the earth. Hustler spirit still in it, still brand authentic, still approach deliberate, never augmented. SMH at these weirdos that blog post memes about hardships and inflict what God wrote. Hope y'all quote the delivery of what God spoke. My music has the effects of giving lean like a knob dope. My fault, I mean dope, nah. Been working on myself better than ever now, back to complete your job. If everyone's a boss, where's the workers? If everyone's a superstar, where's the minions? Opinions not worded. Timing with the grind and perfect. Hardships made me cope. More often than not, I'm never nervous. My goal is to be a service, not another coon on stage shucking and jiving for hot beats and two twerkers. That's too often my kids will see the blue worship. Four more than I hope, so would be Jubilee service. Minecraft, Spinal Tap, I'm a rock and roller. So controller, Tony Stark's 500 Daytona. Go to work, pop a perk, drink a hot Corona just for sh- and giggles. Elmo sickle my molar, panel solar, channel stream from the black box. Got homes in academy, oh Oscar, so blacks watch. Information highway tickets trapped on a laptop. Shiny videos on Vimeos found in a Cracker Jack box. Pandora boxed me in. Appreciate art nowadays like Basquiat and them. Illegal immigrant ambition, ain't no stopping them. Walls are asked by my BI, call me IBM. I be him, I'm just simply playing on verbiage. Five love languages of hip hop, call that bars of service. I kick at the snap and I bit that poison. I've been underground praying, but I'm back to anointing. Eagle eye focus and a rifle is pointed. Build and destroy to deploy like blacks unemployment. Internal confidence allows me to give y'all my common sense over drum patterns in exchange for a few compliments. Crabs in a barrel habit though, trying to climb the fence and pay my mortgage instead of a month rent. Man, I'm just venting a little. I'm sick of getting a little, so I gotta take a little focus on my craft and make scratch just a little. Even if I write for others and not just rap, a little is bigger than rap. I don't trap, I don't know what that means. Who whipping ain't driving and why I can't find no loose jeans, loose a fit. Traded a gold scale for my crucifix. Balance the empire, my life, a life what Lucius did.
Dirty cookies on my bed on some future shit. Adversity and doubt is honestly, I'm so used to it. Therapy and Blue Shield co-pays with the music isn't like any other thing in my life. I'm so true to this. Unscrupulous, undoubtedly, while I'm rhyming, be forced by extreme measures to get the demons up off of me. Yeah. Let the church say amen.
All right, we're back. That was Blasphemy. First one off, Hustler Spirit.
Yeah.
The Plan, which is being reworked.
That's, yeah, it's being reworked and remastered. And even, you know, the last song, the unmastered version of Young, Gifted, and Black, that was, you know, and I said it on the listening, it was important for me to put that on the project because I think it's a powerful record. I didn't want to discard it because it doesn't, quote unquote, sound right. You know, there's a bunch of records that don't sound right that are being played every day. So I wanted to just kind of do it justice, but I also wanted to present it in such a way where when people hear it, they'll be like, oh, okay. So it's not mastered, but I do appreciate the song. You know, so I wanted, it was important to put that on there. And for me, I think it's a balance of making music where I'm being true to myself. I don't have anyone telling me to make certain type of songs. I don't have, you know, that pressure. I don't have the lack of self-awareness where I feel like I have to make a song like what we just talked about, you know, Gone Girl, Gone. Like, I don't have to make those type of songs. And I feel like what I want to hear, and I know that I'm not alone in wanting to hear that type of music. So that's how you get a Blasphemy. That's how you get something complete opposite on Gotta Do. That's how you get you know, Young, Gifted, and Black, because I'm kind of evolving into not a community activist per se, but definitely like a champion for change, you know. And I just want to see people do better. Like, it's important. There's certain things I'm talking about, you know, that I just feel like people don't talk about, and it's just kind of silly. Even like therapy, you know, therapy is important. In the Black community, obviously, not obviously, but in the Black community, it's looked at as like, you know, that's a white person thing. Like, we don't need therapy. And you absolutely need therapy. You know, you should go. People should have life insurance. When you die, it shouldn't be a GoFundMe page and people are selling, you know, macaroni and cheese plates to pay for your casket. I'm against all that. So, in order for me to vocalize that, then that's how I do it, you know, and I use my platform to just, you know, speak what I speak. And also, you know, empowerment and just teaching kids to just, you know, be wiser. You know, you have all these apps. Speaking of technology, you know, there is some good with technology. Snapchat, eh, not so much. I don't really care about that. I wish I would have invested in it if I would have knew what I know. But, you know, there's Acorn, which is a great app people can invest in, and it puts your money into like different mutual funds and shares and all that. You know, Digits, where it saves money out of your account. So I talk about stuff like that all the time. And that has become more important to me than, you know, standing on stage and like, you know, busting a two-step and performing Gotta Do. So what I am figuring out is a way to do both of them and make it, eloquent and so it's not forced.
There's a, I mean? There's a fine line,
yeah,
where you,
because I feel like for me growing up, I didn't ever want people saying you should do this and you should do that, because I immediately, you know, I lick my fingers and put them in my ears. I'm like, I'm not interested. But, you know, I think a lot of people, regardless of circumstance and age and race and gender, they're looking for direction, especially from, you know, if it's a 17-year-old, clearly I'm not 17. They are looking for something. Even if I tell them to go outside in the middle of the street in the rain and do the nay-nay and sell crack, they're looking for something. You know what I'm saying? So why would I not tell them something that's good? Like, I'm not trying to be so, you know, self-righteous where, like, I, you know, I'm the best thing ever, because I know that my music's not for everybody. I feel like my music is honest to me, and I've been consistent with all my music. Like, you listen to the first album and you listen to this album, and there's growth and there's evolution, but is very consistent.
It's still you.
You know, and I mentioned Rex earlier. Like, Rex is amazing to me. Not all of Rex's music I can listen to. Like, it's just a lot. So, for me, even looking at, like, Rex, or looking at Terminology, or even looking at Dre Robinson, who I mentioned, like, Slane. Slane's my man. Like, I can't listen to all of his, like, everyone's music is different. So, their core fans listen to that, and they appreciate it. And they can listen from top to bottom. But me, like, sometimes it gets overwhelming. So I have all these thoughts in my head, and I always go back to the Nas and Jay-Z approach. Nas says so much in his sentences where, like, he almost gets winded and you lose what he just said. Versus Jay is very simple, and he'll say stuff, and then a month later, you'll be like, did he just say that? So for me, yeah. It's better for me to make a blasphemy where it's very simple, and you'll get little pieces, and then you move on, and then you do something else, and then you move on, do something else, instead of me like, it's like, what? You know, I want people to get it. I don't want people to miss the message. It's very important. You know, I don't like to waste words, so clearly I talk a lot. But, you know, I don't like to waste words. I like to maximize my opportunity. And again, like, people who hear this will be like, wow.
Because you're very talkative off the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
But on it, each one you want to have a very real purpose.
Yeah.
But you're right. And the trick is to mixing in the medicine with the candy there.
That's the thing.
You can't. I hate being preached to. There's whole record labels I didn't listen to because it came off as preachy, you know? And I was like, I agree with everything they're saying, but I don't agree with how they're saying it to me.
Well, definitely wasn't No Limit.
No.
No Limit didn't preach to anybody.
No.
But,
you know, they had their own message.
Yeah, they did.
Everyone's got a message.
But, you know, so that's the thing. And so and you look at the people who you admire, who you aspire to be, and who you consider great, whether it's your grandmother, whether it's your pastor, whether it's your brother, whether it's, you know, Mark Wahlberg, whether it's Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
You know, what did they what did they exude that made you want to be like that, or what made them special to you? And then you find that special thing in you and you do it. So that's what my mission is. And I feel like, you know, I always want to inspire people, because I may not want to do music ever. I might not want to do music after I leave here tonight. The reality is, you know, I want to be able to say something that's going to, like, inspire people, whether it's through music or whether it's through an interview, whether it's through meeting someone in person. That's important to me.
Let me ask you this then, because we got to get out of here at 8.
Mm-hmm.
What, if you could sum it up in a sentence, maybe two, what is the message that you want people to get from your music?
What I want people to get from my music, be honest, be kind, be thoughtful, and inspire. And I think that's, you know, that's what's important. And I think that's the best thing I can summarize that as. You know, and it's very simple. It's what it is.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks a lot for coming through.
Thank you for having me, man. This was dope. You're a dope interview, and it's rare when you have someone that, like, listens. They have already done their, like, pre-research, you know, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, dude. This was good. And people can get that on, just so everyone knows, it's Daniel, LAURENT.com.
You know, it's my own website. The album is available on there. It's, you know, all of the social platforms, you know, Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all that good stuff is on there. And then I'm in the middle of pressing up physical copies now, so... You know, I appreciate it, man. Check for me.
Yeah, and you're very fine. You're very searchable. You know, it's your name. So type it in and it comes up on everything social and all that. And we're actually going to get out of here with Bully Hawks.
Oh, man.
So
shout out to Prince Rich. And that's shout out to Beantown Bullies, too. You know, my affiliation crew. So
we're going to have you back, because I want to talk about some of your... I want to talk a bit about your history and, you know, the scene and your movements on it.
Okay.
A little bit more.
I'll be here at like 6:15.
Yeah, well, we might have to do it off-site. Just do like a four-hour one and cut it down.
Dope,
so.
Dope.
But,
I'm with it.
We'll definitely link up again soon. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. This one's Bully Hawks, Daniel Arendt, The Hustler's Spirit.
Hustler's Spirit, The Plan.
The Plan.
Hashtag.
Is there a part three coming, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. It's the third. That's the third part. That was the plan of it.
Stay
tuned. It was
tuned.
The first, second, and third.
Stay tuned, Bully Hawks. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Applause for the dope boys, yeah. Not pedal even better, phenomenal quote boys, yeah. I stay to myself, too many widows invading the top shelf, New day and age, despite all my rage, still feel like a rat in the cage, smash, point blank period, off the Richter, boa constrictor, I'm serious. Who's the target? Misuse my harness. Jump off the roof with no parachute regardless. Smooth as butter, pecan as a flavor. Pecan through the window, so therapy behavior. Spirit of a hustler, mind of a shark. Moves in a tank, volume speak, you talk. Sometimes simple is the best way to reach these lost widows. Lick up like a grind on streets. I'll be on my bully ish. I'll be on that bully ish. I'll be on that bully ish. You know why? Cause I'm a Beantown bully. I'm a Beantown bully. I'm a Beantown bully. I'm a Beantown bully. Round of applause.
Oh man, oh man. I ain't come alone now. I sent a signal to my homies. Dirty
Hawks on Prince Rich. Yeah, I get up with the walls, I don't know about no sheep. Stacking every dime, cause you know we get it cheap. Cracking every line, you can hear it through the speaker.